RNZ National. Cemeteries are for both the living and the dead, and they're a place to grieve the passing of loved one. And for many, they may just be a place to wander and to wonder about the lives and the deaths of those buried there. Well, Gregor Campbell is an historian and taphophile, which is what you call a lover of cemeteries. And he runs tours in cemeteries around Dunedin, giving visitors a glimpse into the stories behind the headstones. Kia ora, good evening, Gregor.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Why cemetery tours?
Well, about 5 years ago, I started blogging stories that began in cemeteries on gravestones that I found. And I can't really monetize the blog, but cemetery tours are a way of telling the stories to people and making some money doing it.
A lot of research goes into it, obviously. Where do you start? Do you just look at the inscription and then go and find out about the person?
It is pretty much that. Some of the older inscriptions give definite clues as to there being an interesting story. And what kicked it off for me was one in the Southern Cemetery here in Dunedin. And when you see an inscription which includes the words, "who were brutally murdered," then if you're me, you have to go home and find out what the story is behind those words.
Absolutely. So whose headstone was that? Whose grave was graves? Were those
A family of three in Cumberland Street in what's now the University area in North Dunedin, and they were killed in 1880 by basically someone who was a psychopath and was tried for their murder. Defended himself with a 5.5 hour speech to the jury, and won.
Got off.
He did.
That must have been absolutely devastating for those who had to bury those victims.
It was, and he was hanged 25 years later in Brisbane. He was a professional burglar, thief and mugger, and in Brisbane the pistol he was holding went off and his victim died, and he defended himself again, but it didn't quite go his way.
The tour is called Tales from Darkest Dunedin. Are they all dark tales?
They're not all dark, but the online market research that I've done shows that people really do like the black stuff.
So the tour is limited to X amount of people?
I limit them to 10. I have done them for more, but 10 people is a way of making sure that everyone can hear me. And there was a bit of delay with the last people of a larger group getting within range of my voice on the next site in a cemetery.
Besides the one you just mentioned, what's the most arresting inscription that you've seen?
The most arresting one must be the saddest one that I have seen, and put there by Professor and Mrs. Smith. And the words go, "You are with the angels, Muriel, and we are left alone." And those are the heartfelt words of grieving parents who had to bury their little girl who was their firstborn and hadn't even reached 1 year old.
How did you find out about that? Like, how did you know that?
Well, there's this wonderful thing that New Zealand has called Papers Pass.
Yes.
And it's a collection of...
It is wonderful.
Millions, like 90 million stories, and they're searchable. Muriel Smith was a bit difficult to find initially because her name was spelt with a Y instead of an I, but I was able to find her father's career through the school system of New Zealand, and eventually he became the first professor of education in Melbourne, which makes the story a little bit strange because on the grave, or on the stone, it says that it was daughter of Professor and Mrs. Smith, which means that... the stone was put there 20 or 30 years after Muriel died, and they had two more kids by the time the stone was put there. But the words are still very, very heartfelt. They are the saddest, definitely the saddest ones I've ever seen.
When you're going through a cemetery, of course, you have to be respectful of those who are there, buried there, and also for the people who are coming to visit their loved ones. So how do you balance that up when you're taking people on a guided tour?
It's quite easy for Dunedin's two older cemeteries because there haven't been people buried there for quite a while. At Anderson's Bay, there are burials still going on, and I've only done a few tours there, and it hasn't really been a problem.
That's good. And you say on your website that you have tales of murder, suicide, shipwrecks, the national anthem, tinned pineapple. What's that one?
Tinned pineapple is associated with the first president of the Otago Tramping Club, and he was a grocery importer, and he would take tins of pineapple with him. This was early 1920s, and tinned pineapple was a very rare luxury. And the first trips that the Tramping Club did were up onto Flagstaff, which is the hill above Dunedin, on an old track. And they would stop about halfway up where there's a very extensive view, and they would open and eat their tinned pineapple. And that track's now called the Pineapple Track. And the place where the view is, they call Pineapple Point.
Oh, really? So are you making any money?
I am. It is very early days yet, of course, and we are just coming out of a bit of a tourism drought. So it's been an opportunity really to fine-tune things and get the marketing right, which is something that I don't know how to do. I have a most wonderful marketer, cheerleader, many other things who is doing that for me, and without whom I really, really couldn't do what I do.
And if people want to go on a tour of Dunedin, do they choose the cemetery they're going in, or you take them on all three?
If they have the stamina, I could do all three, but that would be a long day indeed. Yes, they choose the one that they like, and as you can imagine, all three are simply full of stories. And they all come from the research I've done for my blog, which is 5 years old. I've done 1,000 and more stories so far, but there is much, much more to find.
Oh, where's that? Where do we look, Gregor?
You look for In Loving Memory in quotes, or you look for Otago Taffer File, which is sort of my nom de plume, on, and the platform is Blogspot.
Otago Taffer File. Now, the spelling is T-A-P-H-O-P-H-I-L-E?
Yes, correct.
Not like taffy. And darkestdunedin.co.nz?
That's us.
And how much will it cost us if we want to come on this tour?
$30 for a 90-minute tour.
Sounds reasonable. Oh, well, thank you very much, Gregor. Good to talk to you tonight.
Likewise. Take care.
You too. Gregor Campbell, historian and taffophile.